talking today with Miss Letty McKinney. She is a fourth generation rancher talking about selling and marketing her beef directly to consumers. So Letty, tell us about whenever that journey first started for you and what your initial steps were.
Okay, so I went to Oklahoma State University. I graduated with an animal science degree and then I went on to TCU. But when I was at Oklahoma State, I really saw the huge disconnect there, being involved in ANCW and OCW and some of those important organizations really taught me a lot about that, you know, people don't know where their beef is from. So I always wanted to offer of some sort a direct-to-consumer beef product that I could help educate people about where their food is coming from and how they can access their food from their local rancher or local farmer. So that's really kind of where it started and has evolved into MC Bar Meat Company over the years. So,
well, and every producer is different. Everyone's target audience is a little different. Where can people start to identify who their ideal market might be?
This is kind of funny because it's a little taboo. I always tell people to look at who you are because really that's your ideal client is exactly who you are. It's what you are passionate about. It's because that's what you resonate with other people about in your sphere of influence. So really just look at who you are and then everything else kind of evolves from that starting point.
And it's so important in the ag industry that we take initiative to educate people. How can a producer even start doing that if they've never really looked into it before?
Absolutely. It can be very overwhelming at first because there's so many things that you can use. You can use YouTube or TikTok or Snapchat or Facebook or Instagram. The possibilities are really endless. And I want to encourage everybody just to start where it feels good. So like for me, I used Instagram because I love Instagram. But if it doesn't, you know, if it feels very forced or not very unknown, maybe you like talking, maybe you should start a podcast. So just start something that feels good to you and then it will evolve from there.
And you talked about how a big focus of yours was being authentic in your marketing. How do you feel like that's helped your business be successful?
So that is my whole marketing, is just being authentic and being who I am. You know, like I was talking about earlier, we drive rusty old pickups and that rust is part of my marketing scheme. I know it sounds silly, but it works. It's authentic to who I am. It just shows you I just started with what I had. I didn't go out and buy a bunch of new equipment or trailers or a walking cooler right off. I just started where I was at. And within that, my marketing scheme has kind of evolved over the years and just being branded to down to the rust. So maybe I have rust in my bones. I'm not sure. But just being authentic with what you have is super important and being able to share your story in a unique way, because really your story is going to resonate with people from all over the world, wherever it might be, just based off of who you are. And your, like I said earlier, your sphere of influence is super crucial and everybody's is different. So mine could be in Kansas or Oklahoma or Colorado, and yours might be in California or Virginia or Washington. So really just knowing the people you know and being who you are, that's where it really matters.
And for people that haven't really dabbled much in social media marketing, you know, that's a really big deal these days. It reaches out to a broader audience. You talked about the bucket method. For people that weren't here today, could you explain that a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. So I use content buckets to rotate through sharing on social media. So a big parts of our operation are we both farm and ranch. So part of my content buckets are farming. Like one content bucket would be farming, another one would be ranching, and then another one is entrepreneurship, because I'm a serial entrepreneur. For whatever reason, I like to start businesses. So because I have a wedding venue and an Airbnb as well as a meat company, and then just motivation and encouragement would be some more of my content buckets. But really just finding things that you're comfortable talking about and you feel confident doing it. I don't talk a lot about cooking because I'm not that confident in cooking. Sometimes I am, but not all the time. So just finding your content buckets that you can rotate through regularly that feel comfortable and feel easy to you is super important whenever you're sharing online.
And where can people go to find MC Bar Meat Company online?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at letty.mckinney or on Facebook at MC Bar Meat Co. I also have a podcast called The Letty Show, and I think that's about it.
So. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Letty.